Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Featured artist Friday, Sly and Family Stone, and the Beach Boys. We're going to play, alternate throughout the course of the next 2 hours like we did the first two. Bob Haney. But joining me for the next 2 hours, talk about the Orioles and Major League Baseball. So there's a trade today. A disgruntled starter in Milwaukee. He's now a White Sox. All right, you want to whine? Go from contention in the bullpen to last place. Have fun with that. But Tarek Skubal, Steve Molesky. Tarek Skubal's a stud, Steve. First of all, good afternoon. How are you?
Bob, good afternoon.
The decision to go with Aiken, I mean, I'm guessing we're making much ado about nothing at this stage. But I was a little surprised, maybe frowned upon it. I mean, just old school. My guy's going to face your lineup. I don't care if it's Al Kaline, Willie Horton, you know, Lance Parrish. Let's give him the ball. Let him do what he's got to do. So we heard Tony Manzalino's explanation. I know it's 2025. Stats, trends, analytics matter. Were you at least a little bit like, oh, raise an eyebrow? That because Kramer had been announced for a week to start that game.
Right. I agree with you guys. In the end, it didn't have much to do about the result of the game because Tarek Skubal made sure the Orioles didn't win that game. I mean, interesting strategy. I guess they tried to opener the openers, you know, the Tigers who did it so well late last year. I mean, Aiken put up a zero, so that was good. Kramer started, I guess, deeper into the lineup, and maybe that was an objective. He got deep into the game, so some things worked, except for a couple pitches that went over the wall on a night when the Orioles weren't going to get much. I mean, I really thought Skubal is on this 3-start roll. He's going to give up 3 or 4 runs to somebody here soon, and maybe this is the night. And early on, there were signs maybe it would be, but it wasn't.
Yeah, Kobe Mayo worked him for a walk, and the Orioles had a little 2-man uprising that went away quietly, unfortunately for them. But with Dean Kramer, and I mean, you've known him since the Orioles traded for him 6.5 years ago, right? Almost 7. What did Manny get traded? Middle of 18? I mean, almost 7 years ago. And he's worked his way up through the ranks, and he's been a part of the Orioles rotation for the better part of 3+ years now. Seems like a very intense competitor. So how do you approach a Dean Kramer as Tony Manzalino, whatever, how many pitching coaches they have, and explain to him what the reasoning was for not letting him get the rock right out of
him? I mean, probably the way he explained it. In my take with baseball in 2025, the players are very powerful. They have a powerful union, and most managers want their players to have a say in how things are done. But at the end of the day, the manager should be able to decide how he wants to use his pitcher. And, you know, this is what we're going to do. This is what we think gives us the best chance to win. So I think the players got to go implement that. And Dean Kramer's a team guy. He's not, you know, he's not going to be your go-to interview guy for the media, but he's a team guy, and he did what he needed to do. One ball went over the wall. Number 9 hitter again, Bob. The Orioles are just getting beat by number 9 hitters routinely this year.
Yeah, Kramer did go 7 strong, and in my opinion, it was a quality start. 7 innings, 4 runs, the 3-run homer, and then Dingler took him deep as well. 8 Ks So he gave the Orioles what they needed. A bullpen gets a little bit of a breather before the Angels come to town. But let's talk about Skubal before we talk about the Orioles now losing two consecutive series since the six-game winning streak. Yeah, by the way, if you want to get in, people, Steve is ready for you. Any Oreo questions, any minor league questions, give us a call at 410-583-1057. You want to vent? You want to praise? You still think the Orioles have a chance? You get the drill. Skubal, not a high draft pick. But he's pitching like a number one overall pick for sure. Top pitcher in baseball, maybe. Inch for inch, pound for pound. And based on the fact that he doesn't walk anybody, two last night is probably 2 weeks worth the way that he's been going. But when you watch him deal, Steve, Tarek Skubal, and there were some whispers that the Orioles could have made a real run at him last year if they wanted to, like other contending teams. Obviously, it didn't happen. But why is he so dominant and effective and he was painting corners and not like getting the benefit of the doubt calls. I mean, he was on the black a lot last night.
Well, his quality of his pitches are about as good as any pitcher in the game, and the command of them are about as good as any pitcher in the game. When you get quality pitches and command and smarts, you really got something. And I was looking up what you just said last night. What round was this guy drafted? Not round nine? University of Seattle. He didn't come from the SEC or something. I mean, this is the dream for a ninth round draft pick. I mean, that's, you just don't see this every day. John Means was round 11, wound up being really good pitcher, you know, and I think that's one thing the Orioles look at when they draft all these guys round 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, and not round 1 pitchers, is that you can get good pitchers all over the draft. So Skubal's the dream, man. I mean, he throws his changeup more than any pitch, by the way. And here's a guy who can throw 98 and throws other pitches more than those pitches. So he can do it all. He could probably go one night, Bob, and say, I'm going to throw fastball, slider, nothing else, and win the game. He could probably go one night and go, I'm going to go 70 changeups and 10 fastballs and win the game. I mean, he's that good right now. He's the top pitcher in the game, maybe, and he's on top of his game. And it after those first few innings, when it didn't break through and he started to roll, it was like, uh-oh. And that's how it ended up.
Yeah, velocity started to tick up a little bit, too. Later, he got in the game. But we see Detroit up close and personal. They win the series 2-1. Playoff team last year, a year ago at this time, Steve, where the Orioles were one of the best teams in baseball. Tigers were kind of getting ready to unload a bunch of players. And they got rid of Jack Flaherty to the Dodgers. He helped them win a World Series. They brought him back, obviously. But when you look at the lineup, why are they so pesky, creative at times? I mean, they certainly have their share of pop, no doubt.
They seem to be the one of those teams to where the sum is better than the parts when you start to look at their up and down the lineup. And I think they just have great leadership with A.J. Hinch. I mean, it was a great hire to bring him in. He helped take him over the top. And then you got Casey Mize, who turned out to be as good as they thought he was the day they drafted him. It took a minute. And you have Tarek Skubal. I mean, holy heck. And their bullpen, really good. That guy that was the opener the other day against the Orioles, that was pretty special stuff. So, I mean, they're well run. They believe in themselves right now. They hadn't been 20 games over 500 as they are now since 2013. So, I mean, this is a heyday for Tiger baseball. And so, Bob, they're having the Orioles 2023 season right now. And they hope they don't, in the future, have the Orioles 2025 season a year or two down the road.
Well, the Orioles are having that, as we know, right, as we talk about it every day. But, Steve, since the six-game winning streak and the 9-11, 8-10, I mean, whatever the rise-up was, they've lost two straight series. An understandable one to the best team in the American League. Maybe a deflating one to the A's last week out in Sacramento. So, and we were talking about it in earlier in the show, is that you look at them as, you can't look at the game individually. You look at the series and maybe judge them more fairly on what each passing series brings to the equation. So we're sitting here kind of back to where they started. They're 13 games under, they're 15 games out of first, they're 8.5 out of the wild card. And, you know, we want them, because we're all Oriole fans, all three of us, me, right, you, and Nolan, born and raised in the area, and it is what it is. It's in our blood. We got to look at it realistically, too. It just doesn't seem like a team that's ever going to get any sort of consistent traction winning series consecutively here like they did in 2020.
Here's the math that could work. And again, I'm not selling this. I'm giving you facts that the schedule allows us to make play out here, Bob. So I really angered my Twitter fans. It doesn't take much, believe me. When last night I went on there and said, okay, the Orioles have won 12 out of 20. They're 12-8 in their last 20 games through last night's loss.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That's a four-game gain on 500. They have 95 games left, Bob, so you could make four, almost five slices of 20 games. It never goes in a perfect line. They're not going to go 12-8. We know that. But I'm just saying the math says if they did go 12-8 in 60 games, they would be at 500. It would take 2 months, and that's what it might take. And then they could make a run in those final 20, whatever's left. So the math does work. Here's the problem with this math, Bob. 8-12 in the next 20, and you've just blown that math all to you know what. So I'm just saying there's a chance, but the Orioles have put themselves in such a bad spot that, of course, the chance is slim, but it's not none. We can look at the Nationals of a couple years ago and other teams that when they had 95 or 100 games left, they made it work. So it could work. I'm saying there's a chance,
I'm not
promising it's going to happen or predicting it even, because I believe they'll probably come up short of the playoffs. But let's see more of these 20-game slices play out. And 3 weeks from now, I can post on Twitter again and outrage the public that, oh, my God, Steve took a 20-game sample. Don't tell me since this date, since opening day, they're 27-40.
So are we starting the slices tonight, or are we looking at the bite?
The slice has begun.
The bite of the slice that was taken
apple,
last night.
We've taken one slice of this apple, Bob. And so, yeah, you're trying to give yourself and the fans hope here. And so they did go 12-8. And by the way, they went 12-8 with modest stats. They were 15th. In their runs per game in this stretch, and their team ERA were like middle of the pack in baseball, not in the stretch, but overall. So they didn't light it up in any aspect of the game. Their pitching was lighting it up until they had that bump in the road with the starters.
Talking Orioles. Got buy or sell coming up next, though. We got to count some dough. Let's get selfish. And we'll talk about sports subjects of the day and into the weekend. Bob Haney, Steve Molesky, Nolan McGraw. We're going to hear from him later in the hour. Rockabacco, MassinSports.com. He'll be joining us as well around 12:30. Got the American League East report coming up at 1 o'clock. Talk about what happened in the division last night. Only a couple of games. The Orioles were one of them. Yankees were. They continue to cook. Have a look at this weekend slate. And we'll also look at the standings as, you know, when do we start really looking at the wild card stand? Well, for us, every day, because the Orioles keep creeping around that 8.5. But when does it get real, or when is it an illusion?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.